AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Protests over the police killing of a black man this week continue in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's despite a midnight curfew. AP correspondent Alan Breed reports on a small group of protesters that he saw break away from a main peaceful group.
These people seem to want to provoke some kind of a confrontation with the police. The police have so far backed off. There was a cruiser on the middle of the bridge, and it's backed off to the other end. But a bunch of people have stopped about a little over halfway across the bridge.
The Reverend William Barber is president of the North Carolina NAACP. He says the demonstrators are concerned about discrepancies surrounding the fatal shooting of Keith Lamont Scott.
Eyewitness and police reports do not agree on who the officer was, whether Scott was holding a book or a gun, or what exchange took place between the officers and Scott before lethal force was used.
In Tulsa, police officer Betty Shelby is charged with first-degree murder less than a week after she killed an unarmed black man on a city street, and just days after police released graphic video saying in court documents the officer reacted unreasonably. A shooting inside a factory in East Tennessee leaves three people dead. Athens Police Chief Charles Ziegler on what officers found in their search of the Thomas and Betts Corporation plant.
Two people that had been killed, and as they continued to search, someone pointed them in the direction that the shooter had gone into another room, into a bathroom. They found the third person in the bathroom who appeared to be dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound and was identified as the shooter.
All three of the dead were plant employees. A supplier of cookie dough that Bluebell Creameries is blaming for possible listeria contamination of some ice cream says the product tested negative for the pathogen before being sent to the company. This is AP Radio News. Listen up if you have a Yahoo account. There's been a hack.
It is believed to be the biggest digital break-in ever at an email provider. Yahoo has announced computer hackers swiped personal information from at least 500 million accounts in a data breach that dates back to 2014. Yahoo hasn't said why it took so long to uncover the hack, but Yahoo pins the break-in on a state-sponsored actor, meaning a hacker working on behalf of a foreign government. Yahoo began investigating in July. Around the time, the tech site Motherboard reported a hacker who uses the name Peace was trying to sell account information belonging to 200 million Yahoo users. I'm Mike Gracia.
Several of the best-known names in travel are now united in one hotel company. Marriott International has just closed on its $13 billion acquisition of Starwood Hotels and Resorts. 30 hotel brands now fall under the Marriott umbrella. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.